Hello and welcome to part 29 of Web Intersect, where we're learning how to create a PHP and MySQL based community social networking type website from scratch. Yes, and we're 29 lessons deep now. So what I'm going to do is get finished with this lesson, then I'm going to wrap up the whole package that I have, just change my connection data in my script, and release the whole source file, and you can find it here. Free source package, you click that, and it'll be version 1.1, which will include 28 and 29. Then, next week, I'm going to create an HTML-based header, get rid of this Flash header, and show people how to do that, because I've had a lot of requests on a lot of people just don't want to use Flash, and sometimes I don't blame them, and a lot of people have turned away from learning this system because of this Flash header being in place. And let me just tell you now, it's a whole lot easier doing it all HTML and CSS. It's harder doing it with Flash. So I just want to note that, because a lot of people, you know, they bash the system for what it is, but I thought I would throw a little bit of Flash in it just to get you guys a little more dynamic in the tools that you program with, okay? So now, what I'm going to do in this lesson is show you how to create a random member display instead of showing all your newest members, which is usually very bland. Those members never really have any activity yet. They don't have any pictures usually. So my script is going to show you how to show as many random members as you want from your database and make sure they have a picture. If they don't have a picture and it's that default site, default member picture, they won't show up here. So it's very important. You might want your site to look a little more colorful and have more pictures instead of all of those default member pics laying in there. So that's what we'll show you how to do in this lesson. Okay, so I made it in such a way to where you can use either mode. If you want to use the show newest members, or if you want to use show random members that only have picture script, you can do that. So let's go ahead and open Dreamweaver. Let's open the Web Intersect. Let's go to desktop. Web Intersect. And then we have the root. And inside of the root directory of the Web Intersect files, let's open the index page. And let's also open my new script. It's in the scripts folder, and that's where you'll find it in the source package. And it's called Homepage Random Members. Let's open that up. First, let's look at the home page. On the index page, you can see in the programming that I commented out the whole section that says gather all the members for temporary display. Now we limit that by 12, and we were showing all the newest members. We were ordering by ID descending. That would effectively show all your newest members. And since I wanted to show only members with pictures and only members and randomize them, sorry, I wanted randomized display with only members with pictures. So that's what I built, a little script to do that. And the way you put it in is you just include it into this page right here. Scripts, see where it's referring to the scripts folder? Homepage underscore random members.php. So it loads all of that code. And this is very handy showing you guys how to make things a little more modular and a little more separated out. That way when bad things occur in scripts, you know exactly where to go to fix things, and you know, you can just, it's just a whole lot easier to change. It's a little more object oriented, but it's not OOP. It's not exactly OOP, but it's a little along the lines of OOP. Okay? So let's look at the homepage random member script now, and I'll explain that to you. It's really short and sweet and effective. What we do in that script is first we start the member display list variable. Oh yeah, and in the home page, we're right there, member display list. You see that variable? You won't find that variable anywhere on the index page. It's on the home page random member script. See? Member display list, and then you have where to go? Da-di-da-di-da-da. Member display list, right there. That's where it feeds in from this included file. So we start that variable right here. We started with the table that we want to use and the styling on that table. And we just open the first table row. and then we close the variable there. Then we run the SQL statement, or the SQL query, rather, that, and by the way, the script is now, the whole system is now PHP 5 ready, because I switched the server over to PHP 5, and a few bugs arose, I squished them, and I made the whole system PHP 5 ready, so it works in PHP 4 and PHP 5 now, with the Remember Me system and all of that good stuff. Okay, so what we do is we run the SQL query, and after we run the query, we run the while loop for the MySQL fetch array for all the data that we queried. So we're selecting ID and first name from my members table where email activated is 1. We want to make sure they're activated. Order by RAND. You see how you can just stick in the RAND right there in the SQL query. That is SQL. Okay? So it gives you a randomized SQL return. And with that return, you run the while loop on it. And in the while loop, you'll notice that we gather a few of the fields that we need. The ones that we claimed in the query, ID and first name, right there, ID, first name. And then I just used the substring method on the, or function, PHP function, on the first name variable to cut it down to 10 characters long and no more. Because I didn't want it messing up my display, so if everybody's name is any more than 10 characters, it just gets cut off at 10. And you might not want to do that. You can just remove this line completely and it won't do that. And then we set condition to see if they are my favorite kind of peeps with picks. So check pick. We run the ID variable right here to go into their folder and see if they have this image sitting there. And if they don't, then right here is the condition that says if file exists, check pick. Then we put them in the display list. But before that, we run an if statement that says if I equals greater than 13. Actually, you can limit. You can just limit right here. Type in limit 12. If you set limit 12 right there, you wouldn't even need that if condition right there. This if condition, that, and this closing bracket for that if condition could go away. But I'm going to leave mine like this. Or actually, I might put the limit in. Who knows? Whatever you get in the source package, I've explained both methods, so yada yada. Okay, so now, if file exists, check pick. Then and only then, of these random members that we've queried, will we throw them into the display list. And what happens is, in that table row, see, where is it? Yep, in that table row, we're setting table columns. So here we just put the user pick, like the image tag and everything, and the whole image tag with their dynamic ID in there, into this little variable called user pick. And that's used right here, see? But really, this is the line that renders the magic. It renders each table column for each of these results in the loop. So I'm going to get 12 results, and each one is going to render out a table column within this one table row. And inside of the table column, there's this div that styles the height. So if somebody uploads a picture that's really high in proportions to its width, then it gets cut off. That way our display isn't all jumbled up and messed up. Then overflow is set to hidden to hide that extra portion of their picture. And then we just set the link to their profile, close up the div, close up the table column, and that is it. And then at the very end, outside of the loop, close off the table row and the table. And that will give you a nice table with one row in it with 12, just like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. One row, 12 columns, have a ball. So what I'm going to do is put this into, and we use the I++ method here, which would not even be needed if I use my limit. So I might leave it like this, which works, but it's not really optimized. If we use limit here, limit 12, then it will be optimized. And then I can remove this and the eye. I wouldn't need it. Okay? So, I'm going to package up the whole system, change my connection data from my database, that's really all I need to change, and get the whole source package that I'm working with on the site live that's running beautifully. I'm going to just package it all up, put it in part 1.2. So we'll have download version 1.2, which will cover 1 through 29. And then next week, we're going to make this an HTML header. And before I go, in the forums, Valerie, who is awesome, contributed a script and snippet of Friend System. It's powerful. You guys want stuff like that. You know, MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, friend type systems. She built one. And I haven't looked at it yet, but you can download it. She put the link right here. So if you want a friend system for your community website, Valerie has produced that for you guys. And you guys should give her a big thanks if you use it. Okie dokie. We'll see you next lesson.